Okay, get your phone, start dialing 844-769-2944, 844-769-2944. We do got an extra line, so it'll be a little easier than I thought. Anytime you hear somebody hang up, that's your cue to call that number. Why are you calling? Because a Sharon is here, my Sharona. Maybe we'll play that. Sharon Lynn Wyeth, pneumology, the inventor or discoverer. I don't know what she would say if you're an inventor or discoverer of pneumology. Her website, knowthename.com. Her books, Know the Name, Know the Person, Know the Spirit, Know How to Connect, have become bestsellers. They've become very famous. She, her personality, who she is. She came up with basically a key to unlock meanings of names and help you know something about their personality. If you've never heard her before, stay tuned. You're in for a wild ride. If you have, then call. You know exactly where we're going with this. Sharon Lynn Wyeth, welcome back to the Power Hour.
Always nice to be with you, Daniel. Always my pleasure.
Yes, very good. For we're always getting new listeners or people who maybe forgot about you. You're hard to forget, so I doubt that. But give us a little Reader's Digest clip of Sharon Lynn Wyeth and what you do.
Okay, so I literally started uncovering the patterns in names while I was an educator. I was in education for 40 years, 29 as a teacher, 11 as an administrator. So I started seeing these patterns in names and connected the patterns I was seeing in names to the behaviors that I was seeing in the people around me. And because I had so many children every year, plus I was teaching college at night, I dealt with a lot of people. And so I had a lot of observations or things I could observe. Okay. And so I literally connected the behaviors that matched the patterns in the name. That's really the Reader's Digest of it. Took me 15 years to do it. Then I took 3 years and traveled and tested it in over 70 countries. And that's why it's so accurate the way it is today.
Now, you know, it almost boggles your mind. If I had never heard you before, and now we started and you told me that, I'd still be like, what in the world are you, how in the world did you, 15 years, what are you talking about?
Okay, so let me give you some examples. Okay, so if everybody could think of somebody in their world that has an ST in their name, like a Stephen or a Stacy, or an ST even in the middle of the name or at the end of the name. Okay, it doesn't matter where that ST lies. And now ask yourself, can that person be really stubborn? Or is that person really persistent? You know, it depends on which side of the energy that goes with an ST that they're using. And you'll start to notice all those people are very persistent. They have gone through a ton of education that a lot of people would have given up on to become the doctors or the lawyers or the whatever, or the engineers or whatever it takes. Or they're very, very stubborn. Once they get a position, they hold that position and they don't move. You can't budge them, you know. And so you start looking at different combinations and you say, oh, look what I've noticed about everybody that has this in their name. And so that's what I did. I just looked at combinations, single letters, whatever, and looked at how everybody has something like that in their name.
Now, some people would think, I think it's fascinating. Some people think, oh, that was this? What are you, a fortune teller? You got a crystal ball or something? But that's not what it's really mathematics more than it's fortune telling.
It's patterns.
Patterns,
it doesn't
yes.
use any math. I don't want to scare anybody. No math involved. But because I have, you know, I majored in math and I have my master's, my brain is so well trained in patterns. And in fact, I've noticed that if I don't see the pattern in something, it's hard for me to remember it or retain it because my brain is so well trained in patterns. And that's all this is. It's looking for patterns. And scientifically, like I went to trademark nameology, and the patent trade office would not let me do it without calling it nameology science because of how I went about it and because it's tradable. Okay, so the patent office said it was a science.
Wow, that's okay. I'm bringing Uncle Kevin in here, and let's get to the bottom of it. Uncle Kevin, welcome back to the Power Hour here.
Good to be back.
Yeah, absolutely. He does the news with me and stuff, and just wants to arrest all the politicians. Yeah. That's basically his role here.
Oh. Yeah, I'm the bad guy. I play the villain.
Let me help.
Get in line.
Yeah, you got anything I can put on the
names,
list?
And I think, oh my God, so many of them are darn right evil. Not even just bad.
Oh, God, yeah. Mint. Or crazy name like Mint Romney.
Mint. Not Mint. Mint.
Well, whatever.
All right, well, let's start there. See, yeah, now we're going a different place. All right, let's start with some of these politicians. Go ahead. What the names? You look at these names and you think what? Go ahead.
Oh my gosh, some of them I just look at Montana is so nasty. Montana. Just nasty.
Okay, give us an example.
And
like
you're
who?
On both sides of the fence, okay? Not Republican, not Democrat, not independent. It doesn't matter where they are. We don't care anything about party affiliation.
Right. We don't care. Go ahead.
You know, so I look at Nancy Pelosi, and when I look at her name, well, I looked at it long enough to see who she is, you know. And
you might turn to stone like Medusa.
Yeah, exactly. She's a demon rat.
To me, is so evil. I'm sorry. She's not just has somebody with different views than I have. She's, whoa. I really believe that she's evil when I look at that name.
And she wants everybody's money,
none of her own. Okay. And it's all about ego. It's all about control. It's all about, look at me. Look at how powerful I am. Look at what I can do. Look at how I can manipulate. I mean, she's got manipulation and theft and usury and ego and all those things in her name.
Let me explain this. Nancy Pelosi, explain this. If people are listening, they're like, what are you talking about, Sharon? How did you get that from Nancy Pelosi's name?
Because of the patterns in her name.
Okay, explain.
So like, for an example, the N-A-N, not that every Nanette and Nancy, you name it, okay, is bad, because they're not. But the N-A-N, that means I like to spend other people's money, it's not my own. Okay?
Who doesn't?
Well, some of us don't. We want to be able to pay for ourselves. You know, we don't mind treating others or being treated, but we really want to hold our own. We want to contribute and hold our own. Okay. We're not takers. Okay.
So but the N-A-N denotes a taker more, maybe?
An N, like Nancy and Nanette, denotes a taker unless there's something else in their name that counterbalances that. Okay. But Nancy Pelosi doesn't have something that counterbalances it. She has combinations in her name that mean ego, that mean, look at me, I can't get enough, that mean greed, that mean conniving. She has other things.
Conniving?
And conniving. And so I look at that and I think, oh, this is not a nice person at all.
Now,
you know, regardless of her political views, this is not a nice person.
Now the question now becomes... we got Laura Lee on hold. Laura Lee, we'll get to you in 1 second. So anybody else want to call 844-769-2944? We're here. We're very excited to be here with Sharon Lynn Wyeth and KnowTheName.com. She's married. I don't know a lot about it. Isn't she married? I think she's married. Didn't she, Kev?
Yeah.
Okay. She's married. At one time, her name was something else. Where does that fit in?
Well, the last name always says what your influence is. Okay. Your birth name says, here's your pattern for life. Now in her birth name, and I forget what it is right now, but I remember looking at it. Her birth name says she would be a very, very powerful person, that she came in with a ton of authority and a ton of power. Okay. And so the fact that she's risen to an incredibly powerful position, I look at that birth name and I go, you go, girl. You're living out your birth name. But then she gets this last name of Pelosi. Now, after 7 years, that's you. That's how you operate. That's how you go about things. And it's also who you pull in with you. Okay? So the combination, when you've added that name, just literally has her using her power for her own good, irrelevant of somebody else's good.
Okay. Her maiden name is D'Alessandro. That's her maiden name.
Yeah.
Wow. Interesting. So maybe she married the wrong. This is where it becomes, you know, people may think, what do you mean? It's just a name. I mean, did she marry the wrong person? You know, or I don't know.
It's the influence. You know, we can all be influenced to change our minds. You know, it's where the influence is coming from. And all of us, you know, I love listening to people that disagree with me because they're causing me to think, why do I think the way I do? And I know that sounds crazy, but I learned that from my dad, okay? And he said, if you listen to only the people that agree with you, you're stuck in a rut. If you listen to people that disagree with you, you may pick up a thing here or there, but you end up smarter because you either reaffirm why you believe the way you do, and you broaden your scope and understanding of what's really going on. And so I don't believe in accidents anymore. I don't know about coincidences or whatnot. I look at people's life plan that is in their birth name, and I've watched thousands of people now living out their life plan. And so I think, you know,
go ahead.
Well, I just look at this and I think we've planned our lives. We've done it to us. Okay, I don't think anybody does it to us. I think we've planned our lives. And there's certain goals that the soul has when it comes down, and that's all designated in that birth name. Okay? And then how we go about doing our goals or learning what we came to learn or understanding what we came to understand shows up in our name. And then,
okay, you're getting really deep now, Sharon. You're getting really deep, and people, what am I trying to say? Now you're raising questions
it's
about
not a religious thing.
No, I didn't say it was religious at all. No, I'm we're having the conversation. I'm not telling you to stop. I'm just saying this is very deep now. Before we came here, meaning this realm, earth, whatever you want to call this, you're saying that there was predestined choices already made or plans?
There was planning. There was planning already made. Now, when there were still only 7 religions on the planet, okay, they all agreed on 10 basic ideas. And one of them was that the incoming soul impresses upon the one that's going to be naming them what they want to be called. So in essence, we name ourselves. And when there was only 7 religions on the planet, before I jokingly say they multiply and divided and everybody made up their own, okay, that they all agreed. They all had that understanding. So the soul is impressing upon the one naming
them. Where did you get that knowledge from? Where did you get that idea from?
Okay, so Dr. Eugene Whitworth, who established the Great Western University out in California, who spoke 8 of the different ancient languages and could read all those Sumerian and all that other text. It's some of his teachings. It's some of what he's written about. I've studied with him. And it comes from very ancient scripts.
Okay. Well, let's get to the callers, and we'll just continue this conversation between as we go. Laura Lee in Montana. Laura Lee in Montana, you're live on the air.
Hi, Danielle, Sharon, and Uncle Kevin.
How you doing?
Well, I'm doing pretty good. I've lost a lot of muscle mass, and I have both Lyme's and MS, so I've talked to Sharon about this with another lady on her other show, and they suggested a probiotic.
Okay, so
I've been doing a lot of stuff.
Okay, but you want to know what I see in your name, Laura Lee? Okay,
yes.
Because when I have a guest on my show, I'm not going to contradict them. I try to add sometimes, but I'm never going to contradict if I see something differently. Okay, just so that you know.
Mm-hmm.
What you have going on in your name is one of the strains of Epstein-Barr. And if you could clear out the Epstein-Barr, it's literally going to let the other stuff of the symptoms that you're seeing literally go away. Now, clearing out Epstein-Barr is not easy. The only protocol I know that I'm aware of, not to say that it's the only one around, the only one I'm aware of that actually works, and I've seen it work for different people, is the one by Anthony Williams, and he has plenty of books out there. He's got a 6-month
out. I've been following. Yes.
Hmm?
So I've been following a lot of his protocols.
In his, yes. And I would be so strict with his protocols, Laura Lee, for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
I would not deviate for 2 years. And in that 2-year time period, I bet all that stuff goes away if you're really, really strict with his protocols.
How in the world did you get Epstein-Barr from her name, Sharon?
Well, I've talked with her before, so I have information.
Right.
Okay. And which helps. Okay. But it's the combination, the illnesses, and I'm writing, this is all in my next coming book out, if I could just get it finished, on health. But all of the illnesses lie in the bowels and how the bowels relate to each other. And then they're reinforced on how they manifest. So the core issue, the core root, like her Epstein-Barr, is in her bowels. Okay? And so that EI combination is a real strong one for Epstein-Barr. That's just one of them. And
how
then
do you, well, the pause. Hold on. Hold
have,
on 1 second. Hold on 1 second. L E I. You mean is that you spell her name Laura Lee? L E I. I'm confused.
Laura Lee. L O R E L I E. Can I give my full name, Sharon?
That's up to Daniel.
Will it help with the middle and last?
Well, it's up to you. Laura Lee, you're on national, international radio here, so it's, yeah. I mean, it's up to you.
Yeah. I think I should give you my full name, Donnell, D-O-N-E-L-L-E, and then Barrett, B-E-R-R-E-T-T, and now I'm a Judd, J-U-D-D.
I'm okay, confused. I'm confused. Do you understand, Sharon?
Yeah, I totally got it. So okay. The EI combination, the IE combination, those combinations hold the potential to get Epstein-Barr. Okay? And so then you're looking at the other letters to see what strand, how's it going to show up? Okay? So you have in your name, Laura Lee, that you give more than you take. Okay? That you're an excessive giver. Okay?
Is that true, Laura Lee?
Yes. I've devised a healing copper tool, which Jay has, if anybody wants to get it. And it's helping a lot of people. Possibly okay. It could detour away from this coronavirus. I don't want to say that, but it's very powerful. Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead,
people who give excessively a lot more than they're willing to receive, okay, when it's really out of balance in that way, it shows up as Lyme disease. So Epstein-Barr manifests as Lyme's. But the root cause of it, according to Anthony Williams, is Epstein-Barr underneath. And so when it shows up both in her name, Epstein-Barr and Lyme's, because she excessively gives. So if you're looking at, I look at the vowels to see the core underlying reason for something, and then I look at the other letters to see how is this going to manifest? Okay? And so, and so right now with my health book, Know the Name, Know the Health is what it'll eventually be. I'm literally working with an expert who understands all these diseases and whatnots just to go over and fine tune so that my book's incredibly accurate. And it started with, I had different physicians, bless their hearts, who asked their patients if they were willing to let me see their name and their disease. I didn't want to know any details. Okay. And then the patients had to sign off that yes, it was okay, so that I could accrue enough data to start to see the patterns. And that's how this came about.
I would love to be one of your subjects.
My whole
goal. Can I say the stuff that I did on Anthony Williams? Then at the smoothie, I quit drinking milk. I quit eating cottage cheese. I cod liver oil, my flaxseed oil, my flaxseed hemp seed. You know, I just went off and did all this stuff, and now I've lost all my muscle.
Okay, so something's out of balance there, okay?
Hey, let's not hold on a second.
And if you want to, Laura Lee, contact me on the side. I'm happy to help you with that.
Yeah, there you go. Hold on. Here, Laura Lee, also, you know, we're not going to give any medical claims here or whatever. But if you have Lyme disease or Epstein-Barr, Cass Ingram's protocol, oregano, you won't have to stop any of those things.
True.
Oregano is a killer.
Daniel, I've done oregano oil for years.
Good.
I've done the oregano, the black
seed.
It hasn't touched it.
Then you got something else going on besides Lyme disease then. Because Lyme disease, that oregano is a killer for Lyme disease.
Yeah, that's what I've been doing it. But I just thought, you know, cottage cheese and the oils, is that good?
According to Anthony Williams, you got to cut out all dairy.
Oh, I know.
All dairy.
And that's when I start losing weight. Yeah.
Can you contact Laura Lee? Can you contact Sharon? Yeah, can you contact Sharon off air if you guys want to talk about this? We don't want to be making medical diagnoses here, especially off your name or whatever. So,
right. Just it's info@knowthename.com is easiest way to get a hold of me.
Cool. Could you just answer that question about my healing tool?
What healing tool? I don't know anything about it. You say Jay at the Power Mall has it? I don't even know anything about it.
Yeah, Jay does. So I would hope somebody would feel that, you know, would be able to try it.
Oh, I would love to. I don't know anything about it, Laura. I'll talk to Jay.
I would love you too, Daniel.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. I don't know anything about it. I would
Thank
love to
you.
Know more. Certainly. I'll talk to Jay.
Thank
Let me
you,
write this down.
Daniel.
And Catherine, if you're listening, make sure, you know, we figure out what we're doing here. That'd be great. Laura Lee, thank you so much for the call.
You're nice welcome. I just want to help everyone.
Yes. Well, you're a giver.
Hope you start feeling better.
You're a good-hearted person.
Yeah, that
thank
excessive
you so much.
Giving is that Lyme disease. The what I found in the names is not that like you have a combination in your name that implies that you're susceptible to something is what I have found. Not that it's guaranteed you're going to get it. And I want to make that really clear. It just says that you're susceptible. So what I look at is I want to make sure my immune system is strong. And
well, you can say that about
that.
You can say that about anybody, Sharon. I mean, I'm not berating you. I'm just playing devil's the other side. People are listening. They're probably saying, well, that's anybody, Sharon.
Well, I look at it and I think, why does one person get cancer but not another? Why does one person get AIDS but not another if they're doing the same things or they're eating the same way? Why does it manifest one way for somebody and a different way for somebody else? Okay. And so, and what I've thought or what I've found is that your thoughts and your behaviors manifest certain ways and the body responds. And so in the name, it says how we respond to different things, how we think, feel, and behave. And therefore, how we think, feel, and behave corresponds with how the body responds with which illnesses or diseases.
Mm. So it's almost like a, it'd be like a computer program. Your computer program can go a lot of different ways, but some are more, they lean, you can do this. It's more, what am I trying to say? It's easier to go this path than path A than path X. So this, I don't know. I kind of got it. Stay tuned. KnowTheName.com, Sharon Lynn Wyatt. Stay tuned, everybody. Call in.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with olive oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that olive oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877 877- 817-9829. Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food and storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food storage, I love to eat. Yum!
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Oh, I love that bass line. Makes me smile.
Me too.
Love that.
Great.
It's one of the greatest bass lines
of
ever.
All time.
Let me go over the products and specials this week. Of course, we have a wide array of things at the Power Mall. If you haven't bought something from the Power Mall, the question you need to ask is, why not? There's something for everybody. You're supporting us. We need your support, and you need to support us. You need us here on that wall. You do. I promise you. You know that. The PowerMall.com, ThePowerMall.com is the website. iComplex, 10% off. Dr. Abel, he was on Happy Bodies. Phosphatidylcholine is also on sale. You need that for the anchor for your cell membranes. How important that is cannot be understated. Magnesium, or cannot be overstated, I should say.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
Magnesium, potassium, selenium, the multivitamin, the full-spectrum vitamin E, the RRR vitamin E that Dr. Llewellyn talked about. Fantastic interview with Dr. Llewellyn. What was that, 2 days ago? If you want to check that out, about vitamins and about minerals. If you're not getting them from here, from the Power Mall, where are you getting these vitamins? There's only two causes of disease. You could argue some kind of genetic mutation, maybe at birth or something, but basically there's only two causes of diseases, nutrition deficiencies and toxicity.
And if you buy them from Amazon, you don't know what you're getting.
You don't know what you're getting. That's a fact. That is a fact. Cass Ingram was on talking about that, how he bought some of his own product on Amazon. This isn't our product at all. In fact, this is toxic.
Yeah.
You're buying oregano on Amazon.
On Amazon.
And it's toxic.
He tests it and finds out it's make you sick.
Yeah, oregano P73, Oregaresp, the Super Silver, Optivita Silver, Silver Lozenges, Purely C, Chagamax, Vitamin D3. But you cannot, how many people have we had on here? You cannot heal.
Right.
Unless you have vitamin D.
Correct.
This source. Not talking about that you kind of get from the big box.
Right.
Those kind of vitamins can actually hurt you. A net negative effect.
Yes.
A net negative effect. That's what the experts on this show have said.
Mm-hmm. And people don't get out in the sun like they used to, so they don't get your vitamin D.
Well, they don't get enough. You'd have to be out there an awful long time. That's another. Magnesium, zinc, selenium. Everybody with cancer the way it is. Everybody should be taking this, not selenium again, not at the big box stores
right.
or Amazon. You don't know what you're getting, again, with a negative net effect.
Right.
This type of selenium that Dr. Llewellyn was talking about, you need this because it is proven to reduce your chance of cancer death by 50%.
50%.
You know, with cancer rates now, what, 1 in 2.5 or 1 in 2 now approaching?
I take mine every day.
I take it regular. I can guarantee you that. I take selenium regular.
That's good stuff.
Sometimes my wife hides it. You know how she does. She likes
does.
To move things.
Well, she cleans.
She
cleans and nobody can find her.
She moves things.
Tristan, where's my stuff?
We're going downhill. It must be the end of the
Tristan's
week.
Tristan's going to kick in the door.
Shrone's about to hang up. Sure, Shrone, just hang on. We're almost done, Shrone. Food storage, Strauss Heart Drops is on sale. Now, look, the Strauss specials, Wayne was on. He's going to come on next week. We're having one a lot because of these new products. People are asking, you know, what are they about them? The kidney support formula, this is not something you take for life. This is something that you take usually about 3 bottles, usually is for average person what is done, and it totally remakes, filters, cleans, and recharges your kidneys. The CardioCom, irregular heartbeats, arrhythmias, these are some of the hardest things that for doctors to deal with. Traditionally, 3-century-old formulas. Let me say that again. 3-century-old formula is in these two products.
I'm excited.
For the Strauss family.
I'm really excited about that stuff.
And they work. That's what we've seen. I mean, these aren't medical claims. These are from people's experiences, whatever. You can't lose money. They're money-back guarantee.
Right.
You get your money back if you're not satisfied. How can you lose? And the Strauss Heart Drops. They're on sale, introductory offer. They're new products that coming back to market. Strauss quit making them for a while. Because that's the long story. Yeah, but they're making them in America now. They haven't made them in America for a while. It's coming back to America. And so you'll be able to get those on sale for the month, support the big sale. And if you buy all of them, then you can also get Strauss Heart Drops at 15% off. But you got to buy all of them.
It's a win-win.
It's a win-win-win. Vitamir, the Inca organic maca protein powder. You know, Laura Lee was talking about muscle mass and things like that. Maybe that maca. I love maca protein powder. I love maca. Willard Water, the Topperson, all the things at the Power Mall, thepowermall.com, thepowermall.com. Our guest, Shrone Lynn Wyeth, knowthename.com. Very excited to have her on. That was it's always a pleasure. It's always fun. KnowTheName.com. Her book, Know the Name, Know the Person, is famous. Know the Name, Know the Spirit. Know the Name, Know How to Connect. All fantastic books. Very interesting. Namology. Shrone, Uncle Kevin's here. He has a story that I wanted to bring him in to get this story. And this is, it's fascinating. I want you to hear this story and tell me your reaction to this. Go ahead.
My stepdaughters, both of them, told me the story about before they were born. They were in heaven or wherever they were, and they were told that they could pick their parents. They were
who told them? Just whatever.
They just remembered a voice.
Now that's one of those common 10 beliefs of all those 7 religions. Another one was you choose your parents. But anyway, go ahead.
Is it really? Yeah, well,
yes,
yeah.
Go ahead. Tell the story.
Yeah, well, she was shown pictures of parents. You know, I don't know how she was shown it. And she picked out her parents. And once she picked out her parents, she was given names that she could pick out. And she picked out, and both of them picked out their parents and their names.
Of them told you that story?
Yes, both of them told me that story. And when she said that about that I remember that story.
Did she?
It was crazy.
Did something trigger to make them remember it, or they just always
knew? No, they just always knew.
They always knew that they
picked out their parents. Yep.
So they remember when I said when there were still only 7 religions from Dr. Eugene Whitworth?
Yeah, I remember that. That jumped in me, and I thought of them immediately.
And there were 10 things that they all agreed upon. Okay. One of them is that we impress upon the one naming us what we want to be called, so we choose our own name. Another one is we are choosing our parents because that's the best agreements or whatever that's going to enable us with their cooperation to get whatever we're down here to learn, okay, or to live or to whatever, okay, that they're going to help.
Let me pause you right there, Shrone.
Another one.
Let me pause you right there and ask the question, okay. Does that mean you pick your parents like people are together, they're about to have a baby, you get to pick them, or you pick your parents and then your parents get together? You see what I'm saying? It's almost like the choice is predestining or forcing couples to get together, or they're already together.
I think all of the above. I think some agreements are made before the parents get together. Like that you say, whomever you, I want you as a parent. I mean, I would do this for my dad again. I'd say, Dad, whomever you marry, I'm going with you. Because my dad was incredible. Okay. I would say, whomever you're going to marry, it doesn't matter. I want you as a parent. Okay. Or other souls might say, okay, these guys are all, they've already agreed before they came in that they're going to get married and that they're going to have that attraction together. And then we're going to make the agreement ahead of time that I'm going to come in through them. Okay. You can do that. You can do it last minute. This family now wants a baby. It's open. Who wants it? Where does it fit? I think there's no limit to how the choosing goes. My understanding is you get to choose. So, I was brought up with that understanding so that anytime I would say to Dad, why did you pick her as a wife? Why did you pick her? He'd go, because I love her. But he would look at me and say, you picked us both. You know, you chose, you did this to you type of thing. The,
interesting dinner conversation you're having there, Sharon.
Right. Well, and the other one that later got, see, to me, I grew up with those understandings, but they later got, some of them got confirmed. Some of them had to get modified once I was reading Eugene Whitworth's work and working with him. So another one that I thought was fascinating that I literally taught my kids, and I think, wow, if we all understood this, it would make life so much easier, is that you also choose how you're going to look. So in my child mind, when I was taught that, you know, when I would say, I don't like this or that, or how come my nose looks different than my sister's or whatnot, I was taught that you choose how you look. So in my kid's mind, all I saw was this huge store, and it would say, like, you could plug in who your parents were, so you got all the combinations of their DNAs. And then you could go to the eye.
Well, this
counter
is crazy. So it's like an avatar. It's almost like Avatar or something.
You know, and then you could go to the lips counter and all the different combination of lips you could have based on your parents' DNA. I mean, this is in my mind how I visualized it, you know, but it's just the belief was there, and it's all in the Zohar. And the belief is there that you literally choose not only your parents and your name, but how you look.
Fascinating. Let's get back to, we do have a caller and we do got some email. I want to get to these or people are going to be upset, and rightly so. So
okay, I'm trying.
All right. Kayla Elizabeth D. This is the email. Kayla with a K. K-A-Y-L-A Elizabeth. And then D is in dog for the last name.
Okay. And she just wants to know about herself.
Yes.
Okay. She's here. One of her main things she's here to do is to learn how to lead and be a good leader, because when she leads, everybody benefits. She has it in her name that as she gets older, her life gets better, that she's got a lot of self-confidence, and every once in a while she'll go into self-doubt and is like, forget that self-doubt. Your name says you've got it all. You're a fabulous being. You can do anything you put your mind to, and you're very, very likable. You can get along with anybody that you choose to. You're not going to change who you are to get somebody to like you, but literally from your name, if somebody doesn't like you, Kayla, there's something wrong with them.
But wouldn't you say to anybody they can do anything they put their minds to? Isn't that true for anybody?
No, I wish it was. I wish it was. That is the combination AY. I'll just tell you where I'm seeing it. In Kayla, it's K-A-Y. That combination AY literally says whatever your dreams are, you're going to be able to accomplish. You just need to stay focused. Okay? So there's different things that I've chosen to do in my world. Okay. It doesn't matter how hard I've worked on it, how much time, how much persistence, how much whatnot. It's just not there because that's not in my name. I mean, I know now I look at my name and I go, not there, nothing there to support, but it wasn't for lack of effort, intention, time, you know, all of that.
Let's go to callers. We got Dave in New York. You're on the line. Then we got Cindy on hold. Dave in New York. Welcome to the Power Hour.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Sharon, I remember you said having the A-H in your name or something like that had some sort of a special thing.
Yeah, it means that you're on a mission for God. You're one of the 2% that's on mission for God.
Okay. So I have a name, and then the first name is F-A-H-M-I, and the last name is Malik, M-A-L-E-K.
Okay, I just didn't get the first letter. Is an F like funny or an S like Sam?
Yes. Frank.
Think.
F like okay. Frank. F-A-H-M-I.
Okay, what would you like to know about this person?
Just what does their, you know, and the last name was M-A-L-E-K. And what, you know, what's their
okay.
thing?
This person, they've got that A-H which says they're on mission for God, okay? And the letters around it say how they're on mission. So if you would like to receive what some people would call your karmic lessons or your time to pay back, they are very good at having other people pay back, and then they benefit, okay? So they help people get through their karmic lessons that are not as pleasant, because this is somebody who has the attention on them, who does not always have what I would call the best of intents if you're looking at it from a human point of view. But if you look at it from a mission point of view, this person is helping other people pay back karma from when or relearn a lesson from when they had not done appropriately in the past.
You know what? You just really hit something. You know, I thought you were going to say something completely different. But Fahmy Malik was the coroner for all of Bill Clinton's Arkansas out in Arkansas there when, you know, all of that stuff was happening.
Well,
so that was very good. That was very good, Sean. I'll catch you guys later.
Hey, thank you, Dave. Very, very good. That was good, Dave.
Yeah, that was.
That was awesome.
No, I mean, I look at this name and I think, man, I would run.
You didn't want to say that when Dave thought it was his cousin.
Really,
yeah,
that.
Exactly.
Thought,
his dad.
Oh, man, I understand that some people play a negative role.
Let me ask you, you said mission for God. See, I feel like I'm on a mission for God being on the show, but I don't have A-H in my name.
Hey, you want to know something? We all love God and we work a different way. But a mission for God says that you're not here to necessarily work on very much of your own stuff. You're really dedicating your life to work on other people's stuff.
Well, I got enough of my own stuff. I wouldn't want to do that anyway, so.
Yeah.
That's good.
and my understanding is only up to 2% of the population at any one time is doing that.
We got another caller, Cindy in Missouri. Cindy in Missouri, you're live on the air.
Hello. I just wanted to know, my name is Lois Cynthia, but I've always gone to school and was called Cindy all my life. And when I'd come home, my family always called me Cindy. But at school, you know, I've always went with Lois Cynthia, and legally that's how I am. But I just wonder what I should go by, even though I'm older now.
Okay, what's the first letter of your last
feeling
name?
Feeling of who I am.
Yeah, what's the first letter of your last name?
F, as in Frank.
Okay, because that plays an important part, okay? So so you really have a choice here of Lois, Cindy, and Cynthia, okay?
Mm-hmm.
If you're going by Lois, other people are going to be more in charge of your life than you are going to be, even though you want to be the one in charge of your life, okay?
Don't go by that name because I've always gone by just Cindy.
Right. So anyway, but I'm saying this is why you kind of don't want to go by that name for you. Okay. And if you go by Cynthia, you will always overcome whatever challenges are coming your way and you'll be always able to see the truth. If you go by Cindy, your desire for other people's approval can override your own discernment at different times.
No, that's probably right on. Okay, well, thank you.
Are you going to change your name, Cindy? Are you going to be called Cynthia now?
Maybe. I think that sounds pretty good.
Well, very good.
No, I appreciate you answering my question. I just have always wondered, and I've heard the show so many different times, and I never could get in, and I thought, oh, we're running out of time. It's almost 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
Well, thank
but
you.
No, I got
I'm
in.
So glad
thank
you did,
you so
Cindy.
Much.
God bless
All
you,
right,
Cynthia.
Have a good day.
Got another email here. Tori, T-O-R-I, T-O-R-I, and then B as in boy for the last name. Tori B.
Okay, so Tori is dynamite, very creative, really competitive, and she's constantly trying to make herself better at what she's doing. This is a dynamite person that's always going to go to the top in the field and garner attention for her talents. Very strong name.
That's excellent.
If Tori B was applying for a job and that I could use her skills, I'd be saying get her up before somebody else hires her.
Well, there you go.
Bingo.
That's one of the most positive things I've ever heard you say.
Why HR companies hire me.
We've never done Uncle Kevin's name. You want to do it? Let's do Uncle. He's cringing over here.
I'm slinking away.
He's got something to do. He's got a doctor's appointment. Let's do Uncle Kevin's name.
First Kevin, letter on the last name, Kevin.
S's and Sam.
Got it. Okay, so Kevin, you have quite a sense of humor. You got a lot of natural charisma and charm. You make an excellent leader. When you lead, everybody benefits. You figure out the rhythms and the methods and the systems, and you put those in place so that everybody can follow them and that things, systems run smoothly. You're constantly learning. You're smart. You've got a fabulous memory, highly independent, you know, and just a native charm in your name.
Oh, most of those things I would say are true for sure.
And your $20 is in on the mail.
$20? That was a $40.
I got limited funds here. This month I'm tight.
That was a $40 analysis there.
I'll catch you next month.
Why does he come late to why does he come late to the show all the time? The 30 seconds before the damn show starts. Why is he so late to the show?
He's the leader, and he knows that everything's in place and everybody's doing what they're supposed to, and he's not.
That's right. That's what I've been telling him. Everything's under control. I don't have to be here half an hour before. 3 minutes is perfect.
Sharon, you keep on. We're not going to have you on again. That is not true at all. We do need him here. He needs to be here 15 minutes before the freaking show starts in case there's a problem, in case there's something to go over. We got to go over the any stories he has. We got to any million things.
I tell him I'm fresh. I do better show when I just get here.
Fresh.
Fresh.
Yeah.
Fresh.
Okay.
Spontaneous. He needs to be spontaneous, not pre-planned.
Exactly.
What has that got to do with getting here 15 minutes before the show starts?
Because then if you discuss something before it goes on air, then it's not as good and
it's
fresh.
Not as
well, then that's for him. I don't know what he's talking about. He's bringing up some off-the-wall thing. He could be talking about spacemen and Venus. How am I supposed to know?
You don't have to know.
Somebody's got to censor him. Are you kidding me? Do you think he can just get on this radio and say anything that comes out of his it comes into his mind? Are you crazy?
But you know what? He's so charming and so lovable that, you know,
that's
everybody
right. I can
loves
get away with it.
Him anyway.
That's right. I can get away with it. Thank you.
He would not be. Oh, my God. You two are like in cahoots. He wouldn't be half as charming if he said everything that he thought. Believe me. Somebody's got to censor him. Anyway.
Well, probably on air, but not off air.
Yeah. Okay. I'm starting to question your skills now. No, Uncle Kevin's great. He just needs to get here 10:45 every morning. He needs to be here. Anyway.
That's what time I wake up.
Anyway.
Let alone be here.
All right, we got some more text names. Jason W. Jason W as in water. Jason W.
Okay, so this is someone who has a lot of logic, who is very practical, deductive reasoning, very observant, works hard, can be a real couch potato at the end of the day. This is somebody who knows how to nurture others, but will choose how he's going to show it and to whom he's going to nurture. Basically, a very good person, incredibly brilliant, okay, doesn't always know when to apply or how to apply his brilliance, but he'll have these brilliant thoughts. This is someone who had to get away from home to figure out who he really was. Okay. And he's always questioning his own self-worth and value.
How can you help, you know, somebody's questioning their own self-worth and value? Is there something, is that just something they need to work on outside their, that's kind of their challenge here or something? Or
Right. That's their challenge, is to know their own self-worth and value. And often the people that have that as a challenge will work incredibly hard, great employees, because they're going to work incredibly hard because they have to prove to themselves that they have the worth and the value. Okay.
All right, let's get another name real quick. We got two minutes. Let's see how many names we can pop out here. Corinne C. C-O-R-I-N-N-E, and then C as in cat. Corinne C.
Okay, so Corinne's learning how to be in charge of herself. She wants to be in charge of everybody else because she was suppressed as a child. She didn't feel like she was in control of enough. And that she's got fairness issues. She can stand up for her. She can stand up for others. She's got a great organization, great memory. She's got a good heart, means well. Her basic thing is to learn how not to let fear overcome her. And that's when she becomes more controlling. So if she just can remember that fear simply means that there's a lack of information, and that she just needs more information, then she can handle all of that really well. She'd be dynamite. She needs to be a boss.
Hmm. Okay, very good. Let's go to the next one here. Gary with two R's, G-A-R-R-Y, and then R as in Roger.
Okay, so Gary's got a really rebellious spirit. He's not going to do what anybody else wants him to do. He's only going to do what he wants to do. He may smile and he'll be so pleasant, he'll make a joke about it, but he's not going to do what he doesn't want to do. He is here as an agent of change. Sometimes he wants to change things just for the sake of change. So part of his lesson is to learn when is it valuable to put his efforts into creating a change and flexibility for others and to get them to understand a different point of view, and when is it better for him just to let it go. He would make a good politician.
But what about Pete Buttigieg? I can't even spell that guy's last name.
Yeah, do that.
We got about 10 seconds.
Okay, look at the first three letters in his last name, and that tells you all about who he is.
It's B-U-T or B-U-I. I don't know.
It's B-U-T.
Okay.
And if you even take the first four letters, it still tells you who he is.
Yeah, he's
okay.
Butt.
Uh-huh.
Thank you. Simple.
Sorry, it's right there, kind of obvious in that name.
Well, he's for killing newborn babies. I know that. That's what he said. Anyway, it's a pleasure. KnowTheName.com is the website. Her books are fantastic. Very interesting. Fantastic lady to have on. Support her. KnowTheName.com. God bless you, Sharon.
Yep. Have a great night.
Same here. Thanks.
Stay right there, Sharon. Sharon, stay right there. Thank you, everybody. Happy, healthy, successful, and free as God intends you to be.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again?